know about you, but if you're anything like me, if you get an email and the subject line includes two words, cheese bra, you're going to click and open that email just to see what the heck is a cheese bra and what is this story about. Well, it's a story about a woman named Mia Quistorf who got fired for wearing a cheese bra on Monday Night Football. And I've asked her to join me here on the show and tell that story this afternoon. Hi, Mia.
Hi, Paul. How you doing?
Good. After getting the email about your story, I went to the website simplyfired.com, where you actually have won a contest for the best story about being fired from your job. But before we get to that, let's back up just a second and ask the obvious question. What is a cheese bra?
Well, a cheese bra was something that my girlfriend and I invented as a way to get on TV when we attended a Monday Night Football game. The whole thing came about when we wanted to get on TV because it was a nationally covered game, and the only thing we could come up with was taking off our shirts. Being women, that kind of posed a problem, so we came up with the idea of taking a cheese football, which is similar to the cheese heads that you see Green Bay Packer fans wear at a game, and we sawed it in half with a meat cutter and kind of hollowed it out a little bit and sewed it onto our bras, and then we took our shirts off, and voila, we had cheese bras.
And all anybody could see was cheese bra. There weren't any. There wasn't any fleshal exposure.
Not of our
breasts.
Breasts.
So all anybody could see on TV was the cheese bra. Although I understand you didn't get on TV that night, did you?
Not on the Monday Night Football game, but we did get on inside the NFL on HBO.
Those NFL films people, they get cameras everywhere. And I think Steve Sable has told at least one guy, look for a cheese bra. If you get it, bring me that film.
Exactly.
And that's how you got that. So this was not made out of cheese, because we had a discussion earlier about whether it was cheddar or Swiss. Or
No.
My wife, when she heard the story, actually said, I bet it wasn't a runny brie. That's the way she thinks. What can I tell you?
Well, that's okay.
Okay, so you got on HBO on Inside the NFL, which Bob Costas, our buddy, hosts, and then what happened?
Well, the following day I went to work. This, like I said, was a Monday Night Football game. Went to work and shared the story about, you know, some of the halftime show players coming up and having their picture taken with us.
The band.
Yes.
The band was absolutely mystified. What is that woman wearing? Holy cow, it looks like a cheese football cut in half by a meat cutter, and she's wearing it as a bra.
That's correct.
Yeah, they didn't think that, actually. They just saw a woman with her shirt off. What is that she's doing?
Yeah. So then I went to work the next day, and I told the whole story, you know, to the people that I worked with. And then the following day, I came into work, and my office was dark, my computer wouldn't turn on, and I didn't know what was going on when I, you know, contacted the property manager. He kind of brushed me off and said he would get to it later. He was working on something else, and then my boss came in and called me in his office and told me that I had no longer had a job working at this bread baking company.
Okay, it was a natural, like a health food kind of bread
baking
company?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And what was his objection? Was it that you were being lewd and lascivious on national TV?
No, he actually would not give me an explanation when I asked him. And then I asked his wife, who also, she was the vice president, and she wouldn't tell me. They just stated that Wisconsin was an at-will state and they could fire me for any reason and didn't have to give me a reason.
Uh-huh.
So then it was like a day later or 2 days later, and a girlfriend of mine who was the packaging manager in the bakery there, she told me that he stated it was because of my display of cheese, because they are dairy-free. They allow no dairy. This whole, you know, bakery is, they're very different.
They're very different.
Very
different. They live a dairy-free lifestyle, and they insist that you do, even when you're not wearing actual dairy?
Exactly, and when I'm not working. And people ask me if I was going to, you know, start a lawsuit and stuff, and I did contemplate it, but I would have had to subpoena my girlfriend into, you know, she was still working there, and it would have been kind of a mess, and I thought, you know what, there's a ton of jobs out there. I know I'll find something better. And I actually got hired because of my display of cheese. The people that ended up hiring me at the local Ford dealership, when I told them the story, they said that it showed I had, you know, great personality and I was very creative. So they actually hired me because of my sleeve.
Did they ask you to wear the cheese bra to work?
No, but the funny thing is Antonio Freeman was our spokesperson for, you know, the Ford dealership, and I actually ended up getting it autographed.
Well, of course you did.
He wanted me to wear it when he autographed, but I said no.
Oh, so it was just lying on the table there?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned the lawsuit. I don't think you would have had a chance there because, you know, like Missouri, Wisconsin is an at-will state. And we found out with that guy who runs that health care benefits company in Michigan, he told his people they couldn't smoke even when they were on their own time, and the courts have upheld his right to do that. So, you know, the boss could certainly come to you and say you're fired for any reason, dairy-free or not.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you're doing okay now?
Oh, I'm doing great.
Did anybody come to you as an entrepreneur and say, you know what, cheese bras, big money?
Well, no, but my brother, he lives in San Diego, and that was one of the reasons I wanted to get it on TV was so that, you know, he was watching the Packer game also because it was nationally syndicated. He told me, when I told him what we were doing, he said, you should probably patent that. And I just kind of brushed off, didn't think anything of it. And the following year, somebody, I think the maker of the cheese heads, there is actually now a actual molded cheese bra that you can buy it. So I lost out on that one. But you know what? I've gotten so many other better things out of this. It's amazing.
What else have you gotten besides the Ford job?
Well, the Ford job was the best part of it all. And then with Simply Fired, I ended up winning the contest. So.
And what did you get for that?
I actually won the rocker cell phone with the iTunes and T-shirts, and I get to talk to all you wonderful people out in different states and cities. And
that's pretty cool. So yeah. You're now a spokesperson for the website.
Yes, I am.
Wow.
In some fashion. I'm not getting compensated back for it, but I enjoy it, and I'm so grateful to them for allowing me to tell my story because as soon as I saw that there was a website that did something like this, I knew I had a chance.
Yeah, well,
I have the best story.
You did have the best story in the, I guess it was the month of September, and congratulations on that. Has it made guys hit on you more?
No, it hasn't. And maybe it will now that the story is out, but other than that, I guess I was kind of embarrassed a bit about it.
Or maybe you're forgetting the two most important words in the story here, Mia. Cheese bra.
Apparently.
Thanks for your time today. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Paul. You have a great day.
Mia Quistor from Simply Hired, simplyfired.com. They've got two different websites, and she won for the Simply Fired website there because she wore the cheese bra on Monday Night Football.